You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Right now in today's day and age, if someone says, I don't have the money for your first order, I'll give you two options. I'll give you one option. All right, here we go. So what if someone says, let's just get rid of this. I don't know that I'm gonna write anything, but I don't want it to be referenced. So what if someone says, I don't got the money. Right now it's tough. Here's the question I would suggest, okay? Here's the question. Do you actually want to get it, or do you just not want to get it and you just don't want to get it? Like, if you had the money, would you want to move forward? That's a really important question, because 9 times out of 10, they have the money and they're just lying to you. But they're either they may be lying to you because they just don't want it, or they're lying to you. They're usually lying to you 9 times out of 10. So ask the question. Okay, got it. Sorry to hear that. I'm just curious. Would you move forward if you had the money, or do you just not really want it at all? Like, you're just not interested. Okay. And so listen, right? You may catch them. They may say, you know what? I just don't want it. And say, got it. No problem. Hey, do you know anyone that does want to blank? Okay. Do you know anyone that does want to blank? So if you sell weight loss, do you know one that does want to lose some weight? Do you know anyone that does want to make some extra money? Do you know anyone that does want organic shampoo? Do you know anyone that does fill in the blank, right? But if they say, actually, I would. I actually wish I did have the money. Okay? I actually wish I did have the money. Okay, got it. Well, let me ask you this. It's, whatever, $500 to join. How far off are we? How far off are we? So let's just argue that's $500 to join, okay? And they say, I don't got the money. Ask them, say, okay, well, if you had the money, would you do it? Or do you just not want to do it? Oh man, well, if they say, I really don't want to do it. Cool, no problem. Hey, do you know anyone that does want to make some extra money? Do you know anyone that does want to lose some weight? Do you know anyone that does want to sleep better at night or boost their immune system, whatever. Fill in the blank of whatever your product or service does. But if they say, actually, I would actually really like to. I would like to if I was able to. I just don't have the money. Okay, got it. So the question, how far off are we? How far off are we? This is a gangsta question. This is an incredible question to ask, because if you don't ask this, then you're trying to get them to come up with $500, which is a lot of money. Now, in the company that I was the number one income earner of, our initial product, we actually had two options. We had a $500 option or a $1,000 option. Okay. There's nothing lower than that. $500 or $1,000. So if someone said this to me, I'd say, okay, got it. You don't have $500. Well, would you do this? Are you wanting to do this? If you had the money, would you move forward? Yes, absolutely. Got it. Okay. So how far off are we? Because if I don't ask this, okay, if I don't ask this, then I have to figure out a way for them to come up with $500. Well, guess what? They're not homeless. They don't have, it's not that they just turn their purse upside down and just crumbs fall out, or, an old fortune cookie or something, and they, shake their couch cushions out and literally no change falls out. They're not dead. I mean, they're probably not completely zero broke. So how far off are we? You know what I've heard? I've had people say, you know what? I got $450. I swear to you. See, if you don't ask this question, you have no idea. So I've said, how far off are we? And they say, well, I got $450. Got it. So you're saying, notice what I'm doing here. So you are saying, I don't say me. So if I help you come up with $50, you'll join? No. So you're saying, based on what you said earlier, right? So you're saying that if you had just 50 more bucks, you would move forward. Is that correct? Absolutely. Got it. Well, how can we come up with 50 bucks? Now, I'll usually ask that question and then shut up And I would say 8 times out of 10, they answer it. Well, you know what? My uncle owes me $50. Well, you know what? I've been meaning to sell some furniture. You know, I have this Xbox that I'm not doing anything with. You know what? I do have an account that has $50. 80% of the time, they answer the question of how do we come up with the additional money? And then we move forward and they join. But they could sell on Facebook Marketplace. They could, I know some right now are picking up Uber Eats, or, you know, like picking up a job with Uber Eats, or doing a, you know, yard sale, but wear your mask, right? And so that makes your job a lot easier. Because if you're arguing the 500, that's a big thing to, okay, how do we come up with $500? Geez, do you have a small TV that we can sell? Or actually, it's a big TV now because TVs are pretty cheap. Do you have some gold that you can sell, right? It's a little tough to come up with $500. $50? $100? Not that tough, okay? So there you go. I hope that helps you. Again, I would not apply any pressure. Okay? And by the way, I know that there's some companies that are running like free sign up kind of things, like, hey, we're waiving the fee to sign up. I would be careful. Just my opinion, just my 2 cents. I would be careful leading with it. Okay. So I know that some people, some companies have said, you know what, we're going to waive our enrollment fee during this, you know, crisis. The problem is when you go around saying, hey, y'all, it's free. It's free to join. Hey, it's free, right? And then they say, okay, I'll buy it. I'll join for free. What do I get for free? Well, nothing. You have to buy product, but we'll enroll you for free. They're like, oh, what did I actually get for free? Because you paid the enrollment, that's nice, but they're not, why, you know what I mean? Like, why is that helpful to the person that's not going to receive product unless they purchase it? And so I wouldn't lead with free. I would use it, but not lead with it. So I would be prospecting like normal. And if someone says something like, hey, man, I just don't got the money. And I'll ask, you know what? We actually do have a special going on. You don't get any product, but they actually are in waiving the enrollment fee right now. If you did want to join, and it's half off the enrollment, or it's, you know, free to enroll right now, and you could actually get the word out and make some extra money. But I just wouldn't lead with free. Free is tricky, because even if you ask for a dollar, even if you're like, hey, it's only a dollar, and you get a vial of toothpaste, right? It's this big, and right, you get a vial of toothpaste for a dollar. They're like, oh, now you need a dollar. Why don't you say that? See what I mean? And so as far as, does your company charge for enrollment, doesn't charge, not the case. But just be aware of, if you're leading with free, but you're going to ask for something, you know, just be aware. That can come across bad, especially in the sensitive kind of time that we're in. So I would prospect like normal. They can't move forward, say, you know what, we do have this thing going on right now. You don't get any product, but you can actually get on for free. So.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.